Bible, you tell us all that we need to know you and all that we need to grow as your followers. Please, we pray, as we look at this bit of the Bible that teaches us how to grow as Christians, would you give us ears to hear and hearts to want to do what you say? Amen. Great. Now, if you are small and you like coming to the front and sitting on the mat so you can get a better view, why don't you come and do that now? And you'll need to be able to see the TVs, but I think if you're sat down there, you can do that. And as you do that, I'm going to tell the grown-ups where this bit of the Bible comes from. Philippians is part of a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to a church in a place called Philippi about 30 years after Jesus died. So that's where we are in Bible history. And as we come to think about this bit of the Bible, we're going to sing another song about a star. And this one is a bit better known, and there's no confusing clapping to try and get our heads around. So hopefully it'll be a bit easier. Now, the downside is I'm going to sing it, so I need your help to sing this song, and I need your help to do the actions. But I think, particularly you guys at the front, will all know it. It's called Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Do we know that? Yeah. Okay, so are you going to help me? Have we got our twinkly stars ready? Some of us have got our twinkly stars. More grown-ups have got their twinkly stars ready than the children. Okay, and here it goes. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Well done. That was some really good singing. Now, why are we spending so much time thinking about stars this morning? Well, I wonder if you noticed in the reading we had from the Bible that Paul said Christians, people who love and follow Jesus, should be shining or twinkling like a star. If you're looking at your order of service, it's at the end of verse 15. Paul says, then you will shine among them like the stars in the sky. Here we go. We've got a picture of some stars up on the screen. Isn't that amazing? Standing out, looking beautiful, being different. And Paul says that Christians should be like that. They should shine brightly against the darkness of the warped and crooked generation that they live in. That is, in a world that doesn't know and doesn't love and doesn't trust God. That they should shine brightly as pure and blameless children of God, showing how wonderful it is to be friends with Him, to be part of God's family. Just so, can you see there's a man in my picture at the front there, and he's looking up at the stars and he's going, wow. And Paul says that Christians are to shine like stars, that people might look and go, wow. Not wow, aren't they wonderful, but wow, hasn't God done wonderful things for them? And as I hear this, as I hear Paul say that Christians should be like stars, shining brightly, showing how wonderful it is to be part of God's family, I think I want to be like that. But you know what? My life, it isn't always the most twinkly. There are times when I don't shine as brightly as I wish I did. When that happens, I still know I'm a child of God. I still know I can be friends with Him because Jesus did everything I need to be friends with God. But sometimes I get caught up and I get dragged down in the darkness of the warped and crooked generation of people who don't know and don't love God. And maybe you're the same as me. So the question we're thinking about this morning is, how can we shine like stars? How can we shine brightly, showing how wonderful it is to be part of God's family? And Paul tells us the answer in this bit of the Bible we're looking at. He says, we'll shine like stars as God works in us, and we'll shine like stars by holding on to God's word for us. Now, we're going to have a closer look at what he says. Here's my order of service, and I'm going to read verse 12 again. If you can read, if you've got this in front of you, follow along with me. Paul says to these Christians, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Do you hear what Paul's saying? He's saying this group of Christians, they had a great start in the Christian life. In their early days, they had shone so brightly, showing how wonderful it is to be part of God's family. But now they're getting a bit dim. They're not shining and twinkling as much as they used to. And so Paul tells them to work out their salvation. Now, he's not saying they have to work for their salvation. That's not what the message of Christianity is. The Bible says we're saved by all that Jesus has done for us. Rather, he says, give your faith in Jesus a workout, a bit like you're doing some exercises, a bit like you're doing PE at school, or maybe you're going to the gym before work. Give your faith in Jesus some exercise. But if you're like me and you haven't been to the gym for a little bit, doing exercise can be quite hard. And exercising your faith in Jesus can be quite hard if you haven't been doing it very much. And so Paul encourages us. In verse 13, the next bit, he says, you can exercise your faith in Jesus because God, it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Paul says to this church, and he says to us, you can work out your salvation. You can exercise your faith in Jesus because God is at work in you. If it was just down to us, do you know what? We would never be able to do it. But because God helps us, we can. Now, let me tell you a story to help you think and understand how we shine more brightly as we exercise our faith, as God works in us. Earlier in the week, I went with Lockie to South Kensington. And when we got off the Piccadilly line, he saw a really scary thing in front of him. Have we got a picture, Ethan? Here we go. He looked at this and he said, "That is so many stairs. I'm never going to make it to the top. We're not going to get to go to the dinosaur museum." And Lockie was so, so sad. But you know what? He didn't realize what this is. Can anyone tell me what this is a picture of? Oh, Amwen, do you know? Escalators, that's right. And can anyone tell me what happens when you stand on an escalator? Matthew. The stairs move up. And in case you didn't believe Matthew, I've got a video of Lockie going up. Here we go. Where is he? There he is. He's clearly enjoying the escalator music I put on for him. He's having a bit of a look around. What can he see? Oh, look, there are some adverts on the side of the tube. Not so interested in those, so he's going up. He's going up. Oh, look, I think he's nearly there. Yes, we've made it. Look how happy he is to make it to the top of the escalators. Lockie, he wanted to get to the dinosaur museum. And because he got on the escalator and the escalator worked to take him up the stairs, he got there. He got to the top and he got to go and see the dinosaurs. And you know what? It's just like God in our verse from the Bible. The Bible says, if you're a Christian here this morning, God is at work in you to bring about his good purpose, to make you shine like stars so that you can get to where he wants you to be, which is really good news. Because it's something to remember when our lives don't shine brightly like they should. It keeps you going. It makes you think, maybe I could work out my salvation. Maybe I could exercise my faith and shine more brightly. Do you know what Lockie thought when he saw the escalator would help him get to the top? He thought, what if I got to work too? What if I did some exercise as well? Shall I show you what happened? Let's have a look at our next little video. Here we go. Oh, where is he? Can anyone see Lockie? Oh, look, there he is. Wow! Wow! Did you see how quickly he went up those stairs? He was so fast. I was a bit worried when I couldn't see him at the beginning of the video, but with the escalator at work and with Lockie at work, he went up so fast. And the Bible says it's just like that. When we want to shine like stars, because God is at work in us, we can work too to shine like stars. We'll shine brightly as children of God in the darkness of the warped and crooked generation, showing how wonderful it is to be part of God's family. It's a great thing to do. And you know what? It's something we've already done today. We've already been working out our salvation with our shoeboxes. What do we celebrate at Christmas? Who was born at Christmas? Can anyone... Were you born at Christmas, Bella? I don't think so, although you might want my shoebox, mightn't you? Who was born at Christmas? Jesus was born at Christmas. And do you know what Christians think? Jesus is the best present you could ever have because he came to save us. God gave us Jesus to save us. And so Christians who know how good it is to have good things at Christmas time want to help others have good things at Christmas time. So that's why we give people these shoeboxes. We shine like stars. We show how great it is to be part of God's family when we share his good gifts. As God works in us, showing us how good it is to have Jesus, we want to work out our salvation and help others. But that isn't the only way this bit of the Bible tells us we can shine like stars. Paul also says we will shine like stars as we hold on to God's word for us. God doesn't just help us by working in us, he helps us by giving us his word. Let me read again verses 15 and 16. Paul says, "You may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life." Do you hear what Paul's saying? He says we'll shine brightly like stars in the sky when we hold on to God's word, when we hold on to the Bible. And Paul says, the Bible, it's a bit like one of these. Can anyone tell me what this is? What's this, Micah? What's this, Jono? A life buoy. That's right. And can anyone tell me what a life buoy, or maybe if you're not as nautical as Jono, a life ring does. Can anyone help me with that? Yes, go on.
This can help you, like, if you're drowning in water and you're like, help me, I'm drowning.
That's right. This can help you if you're drowning, if you can't swim in the water. It'll help you to float. Oh, hello, Lockie.
Hi, Dad.
How are you doing?
I'm well.
Great. And what are you doing this morning?
I'm going to go for a swim.
In there?
Yeah, in there.
Oh, okay. Can you swim, Lockie?
No.
No.
It can't be that hard.
Well, people do take quite a long time to learn to swim. Are you worried?
No, not really. I'm going to go in.
Okay. Wow. How's the water? Oh, Lockie, are you okay?
No, I'm drowning. No.
Oh,
help
okay,
me, Dave.
Okay, how are you doing now, Lockie? You okay?
I'm okay, Dave.
He's okay. Let me help you out of that water. It is hard,
thanks,
this though. Swimming business.
It is very hard.
And let me take that back and tell you what, why don't you go and dry yourself off?
Okay.
That would be a good idea, I think. If you can't swim like Lockie, having one of these to save you is a really good thing if you're drowning. And Paul says that the Bible is just like that for Christians. He says, if you feel like you're drowning in the darkness of people who don't know and don't love God, then holding on to one of these can help you. God's word of life will help keep us afloat. Now, of course, Paul doesn't mean you just need to hold on to a Bible like this, like Lockie had that ring around his neck, and then you'll be okay. No, what he means is that you should read it, and you should read some of the amazing things that God promises us, and you should hold on to his promises and trust his promises, and you should read how God says this is the best way for you to live, and you should hold on to those ways of living as God's best plan for your life. And then he says you'll shine like stars. You'll show how wonderful it is to be a child of God, to be part of Jesus' family. That's why we look at the Bible each week here at St. Peter's, to help us to hold on to its promises. It's why we read it in our home groups in the middle of the week. It's why we encourage as many people as possible to read it every day with our Bible reading plan. Because as we hold on to what God says in his word, we are able to shine like stars and show how good it is to be part of God's family. Here we go. We're nearly done. Home straight. Paul tells Christians that we are to shine like stars. Here's my picture coming up again. We're to stand out from the darkness, showing how wonderful it is to be part of God's family. Just like the picture, so that people like the man in the photo might look at what God has done and say, wow, isn't God amazing? And wow, isn't it wonderful to be part of God's family? And we shine like stars when we do what? When God works in us like the escalator taking Lockie up the stairs, and when we hold on to God's word for us to stop us from drowning. Let me say a prayer. Would you put your hands together and close your eyes? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you that you don't just help us become Christians by trusting Jesus, but you help us grow as Christians as you work in us and as you give us your word, the Bible, to hold on to. Please, would you work in us, and please, would you help us to listen to your word, that we might shine like stars. Amen.